proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me today. And on today's program, I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget, and this is material that is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources, at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. The book of Daniel is an amazing book, full of many important prophecies. It is one of my favorite books, and Daniel is one of my favorite Bible characters. Nebuchadnezzar was the powerful king of Babylon who defeated the kingdom of Judah and took the children of Israel into captivity to Babylon. Daniel was among the captives. In Daniel chapter 2, Nebuchadnezzar has a troubling dream, and much like Pharaoh of Egypt over 1,000 years earlier, he calls in his wise men. However, Nebuchadnezzar already suspects his wise men are actually not very wise, but are deceivers, so he demands to know both the dream and the interpretation. When the wise men could not tell Nebuchadnezzar his dream, he ordered them all killed. Now Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, or Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were grouped in with the wise men because they were being taught the learning or knowledge and the tongue of the Chaldeans, which were the Babylonian wise men, according to Daniel 1, verse 4. A most interesting parallel exists between the account of Joseph and Pharaoh's dreams in Genesis and Daniel with Nebuchadnezzar's dream in Daniel. Both narratives occur outside of the land of Israel. Joseph is in Egypt and Daniel is in Babylon. Both Joseph and Daniel were Hebrews and are in these respective lands as captives. Both Pharaoh and Nebuchadnezzar are powerful foreign kings who have a troubling dream that their wise men cannot interpret. The interpretation of both Pharaoh and Nebuchadnezzar's dreams is directly related to the future of each nation's ruler, Egypt, in Persia or Babylon. The Hebrew word for dream is chalom. It occurs 55 times in the Tanakh, or the Old Testament. Also, Scripture is clear that God sent the dreams to Pharaoh and Nebuchadnezzar to prepare them and their people for the future. Both Joseph and Daniel deny any supernatural ability to interpret dreams and claim interpretations belong to God alone, according to Genesis 41 and also Daniel chapter 2. Both Pharaoh and Nebuchadnezzar first called upon the magicians, or chatom, as it says in Hebrew, to interpret their dreams. This word is also used to refer to the magicians that later Pharaoh called to duplicate Moses' miracles. In both narratives, the magicians could not interpret the dreams, and hence the need for Joseph and Daniel. Both Pharaoh and Nebuchadnezzar recognized the Spirit of God present in the lives of Joseph and Daniel. Both Joseph and Daniel were elevated to great power by Pharaoh and Nebuchadnezzar in their respective kingdoms. Both Joseph and Daniel used this power for the good of their people. Neither Joseph nor Daniel sought any personal gain, yet they were both given it by Pharaoh and Nebuchadnezzar. Both Pharaoh and Nebuchadnezzar's dreams came true exactly as Joseph and Daniel had predicted. Now the Hebrew word Navi is always translated as prophet and occurs 277 times in the Tanakh or the Hebrew Bible. However, according to 1 Samuel 9:9, the word seer is used here and that predates Navi, the Hebrew word there, where it says in that passage in 1 Samuel 9, "Before time in Israel when a man went to inquire of God, thus he spake, come and let us go to the seer, for he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer." The Hebrew word translated as seer in this verse is roeh, which is the root for the word to see. The seer or the prophet was the one who could see the future because he was in tune with God who knows the future. Daniel used a special name for God, the God in heaven, several times in Daniel chapter 2. Daniel intimately knew the God of heaven and therefore could see the future of the events on earth. Although Daniel was forced to live away from home or outside of his culture, and in a culture that did not know or respect the God of heaven, he was able to impact others in Babylon in a positive way, teaching them about the one true God throughout his life. As darkness falls upon our world and times grow worse, which is all foretold in the very book of Daniel, we can still have a positive impact upon others around us if we maintain a close relationship with the God of heaven. And that indeed is a good challenge for us today, my friends. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.